morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is February the 16th, 2021. Well, Monday is my day to go to the Kentucky Mission Bible Training Center. At this rehab facility, I teach 2 hours of Bible. And in one of the classes that I'm teaching, I'm walking through the book of Ephesians, verse by verse. Yesterday, we concluded chapter number 3, and this is Paul's prayer for those in Ephesus. And I'm trying to condense an hour class down into just a few minutes. But in verse number 16, Paul prays for them to be strengthened with might in the inner man. And so this is Paul's prayer for these Ephesian Christians who are newer believers. And he wants them to understand who they are in Christ Jesus. And he wants them to be strengthened with might by the Spirit of Christ in the inner man. So we understand that it is the Spirit that is strengthened. And we're strengthened by the Spirit because we have the new man. The inner man is strengthened because we have a new nature, that new nature which is Christ in us. We have the presence of the Holy Spirit. And so we're strengthened in the inner man because we now have the Holy Spirit to lead us, to guide us, direct us. And the inner man is that which controls us. And so we can be strengthened because we now have the Spirit to guide us. And we no longer have to walk according to the flesh. As Galatians says, walk in the Spirit and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. And so Paul's wanting them to be strengthened, and strengthened by understanding they have the Spirit now in them to guide them according to the Word of God. And you know, this is such a blessing to share with those who are struggling with addiction, that they can be strengthened in the inner man. And when they are strengthened in the inner man, then the outer man will be strengthened. And so they can overcome their addiction. They can no longer be led by the flesh or be in bondage to the flesh because they have the Spirit. And the Spirit guides them. And when they are walking in the Spirit, then they won't follow the flesh. And so they can be strengthened to know that they have the Spirit. Another aspect of this letter that Paul discusses with them is found in the next verse, where he says in verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. You know, just think about that. I ask him a rhetorical question. I ask him, are you born again? And if you're born again, have you considered that Christ is dwelling in you? And most of them kind of shook their head yes, and not all of them did. But have you ever considered that? That if you are born again, Christ dwells in your heart by faith. And so that's, we can be strengthened by an understanding that Christ dwells in us. And so I thought about what John tells us in the book of John, chapter number 15 and verse number 5. Let me find that for you real quick. John 15 and verse number 5. He says this, I am the vine and you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him. Abideth means to dwell in or take up residence in. So he that takes up residence in me, I take up residence in them. The same bringeth forth much fruit. And he goes on and says in verse number 17, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. And so, so we understand that Christ dwells in us. Christ abides in us. And this is how we are strengthened. We are strengthened as His words abide in us. That's why it's so important to know the Word. Because when His words abide in us, we are strengthened. And so this is how the Holy Spirit's going to lead us. The Holy Spirit's going to lead us according to the Word which abides in us. And so ultimately we're strengthened because Christ dwells in us. His Word dwells in us. And we're led by the Spirit according to His Word. And again, we're no longer being led by the flesh. We're being led by the Spirit. And so we're strengthened. As we go back to Ephesians chapter number 3. And just again think about all the things that Paul is expressing to them. He wants them to know that ye, this is verse 17, being rooted and grounded in love. And so we think about that, what it means to be rooted and grounded in love. And so what does it mean? And when you think about rooted, you think about, I think about an oak tree. And they tell us about an oak tree, that an oak tree, the branches of the root system of an oak tree is the same as the branches of the oak tree. And so you see how deeply rooted they are and how they spread out. And the tree is strengthened. And when the storms come, that tree is able to stand because it is, its root system is so strong. And so this is what Paul's trying to get them to understand. When the storms of life come, they can stand strong because they're rooted and grounded. And they're rooted and grounded in Christ. They're rooted and grounded in the love that Christ has for them. And so this, the strength that they have is because they are rooted and grounded in love. And why does that, why is being rooted and grounded in love, why does that give them such strength? Because think about the love of God. God's love is eternal. It's without beginning and without end. His love never fails. God always loves His people. He will never fall out of love with them. And so we are strengthened because we know that God loves us and He's always going to love us. And He loved us so much to give for us. And so we're strengthened by the fact that God chose to love us. We think about what the book of Romans tells us. Who shall separate us from the love of God? No one can. We will always be in the love of God. We also know this. He that spared not His own Son, how will He not with Him also freely give us all things? And so being rooted and grounded in love is this. If God gave us His Son, He will give us everything that we need. No good thing will He keep from us, we find. And so we're strengthened by that, that everything we need, and God's going to give it to us. And he loved us enough to give us His Son. And so we can be strengthened by that. And so Paul's encouraging the Ephesians to try and to comprehend the love of Christ, which is beyond comprehension. Remember, Christ said that His love is that no man taketh his life from Him, but He lay it down freely that He might take it up again. We see the love of Christ is this, that He's willing to tread the fierceness of the winepress of God, of the wrath of God alone. And so Paul encourages them to know the love of Christ, which passes all knowledge. It passes all knowledge because the one who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Why would He do that? When we begin to understand this love, we can be filled with the fullness of God. And when we're filled with the fullness of God, we will be overwhelmed with His love. We will be strengthened in the inner man, and we'll be able to face life because we are strengthened by love. We are strengthened by the love that God has for us. And we're filled with that fullness. Being filled with that fullness is to understand that because before God spoke the world into existence, He chose to love you. And He will love you forever. His love will never end. And that overwhelms me as I consider it. This gives me strength. If God loved me and gave Himself for me, I should allow that to be the guiding principle in my life. It should strengthen me. And I pray today that you'll be strengthened by love, by knowing the love of Christ that He has for you. Heavenly Father, we thank You for this knowledge of Your love that You have for us. I pray, God, that we'll be filled with Your fullness, the fullness of Your love, as we understand the eternal love that You had for Your people. I pray Your blessings upon Your people today as they are strengthened by Your love. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Mark signing off.